At stake is more than $50 billion in federal funding to cover nearly a million low-income uninsured Floridians. The issue? The Senate has long supported expanding Medicaid. The House has not. House Speaker Steve Crisafulia said his chamber's position remains unchanged, but he's also left a crack in the door for possible talks.
Last year we did nothing on the issue. It's becoming another issue, another year that we're talking about it early on, but we've come a long way with the flexibility that's been provided from Washington. But ultimately, for me, putting people into a broken system is not the answer. I think fixing the system is the answer.
Now there are new factors in the conversation, like the fact Florida could lose $1 billion in federal money that reimburses hospitals for treating uninsured patients. The low-income pool expires this summer. And during a visit to Florida in January, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell made her preference clear.
The pool money was money that was about helping low-income people have access, and that's what the pool money is about. I think we believe that an important way to extend that coverage for those low-income individuals, as was passed in the Affordable Care Act, is this issue of Medicaid expansion.
The loss of the federal funding, which could be closer to $2 billion once state matching funds are added, is more than offset if Florida chooses to use federal Medicaid expansion funding to cover people in the so-called coverage gap. About 800,000 Floridians, mainly adults, make too much money to qualify for the state's current Medicaid program and too little money to get a federal subsidy to purchase insurance on the federal government's exchanges. And Tuesday, Senate President Andy Gardner, a hospital executive, said his chamber will discuss expanding Medicaid.
We want to talk about it. I don't know how it ends. I haven't read the last chapter on this one. But we, at least in the Senate, will have the discussion if that's the best way to go for Florida.
During the past year, groups that previously opposed expanding Medicaid, like the Florida Chamber of Commerce and the Physicians Lobby, the Florida Medical Association, have come to publicly back it. The conversation has increased largely because this year businesses can be fined for not providing health insurance to their employees. And many of the Medicaid gap population are employed. Also driving the conversation has been a coalition of local businesses and healthcare providers who created a path toward expansion called A Healthy Florida Works.
Very encouraging news coming out of the Senate today, yes.
Jennifer Fennell is a spokeswoman for the coalition. The group has put its plan in a bill form and is now shopping around for a sponsor. Under A Healthy Florida Works, an outside vendor would be hired to run an exchange-like program. Florida would pull down $50 billion in federal funds to pay for the Medicaid expansion. Those who use it would pay premiums based on their income, and they'd have to be employed or looking for work or advancing their education. There's also a lockout period for people who don't pay their premiums. And Fennell says the group is ready to present its plan.
We believe it's very fiscally responsible. It's based on free market principles, and we think it's a really great opportunity for the legislature to look at a different way to approach health care coverage extension.
Jacksonville Senator Aaron Bean will start work on the Senate's Medicaid expansion proposal and the Florida Healthy Works plan Wednesday. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.